Zadanie drugie.
Speaker 1.
I ordered a TV from an online company that advertises $500 as a bonus if you happen to come across the same item for less somewhere else. All you have to do is fill out their price check form and they'll get back to you in 1 to 4 days. I sent several emails, but they still haven't addressed the fact that I found the TV in another department store at a lower price. That was about a fortnight ago, and nothing happened. Fortunately, I recorded my conversation with their representative, who confirmed it was the same TV, and saved it as evidence. I won't give up, and you can be sure I'll never purchase anything from them again.
Speaker 2. I bought a $200 piece of equipment, a scanner, printer, and copier all in one. When I brought it home, the printer wouldn't recognize the ink cartridges and kept saying, "Error, no ink." I called the company's customer helpline. It was a horrible experience. I was on the phone for probably 45 minutes. All the solutions the company's employee was recommending were either out of the manual, which I was also holding in my hands, or they were other standard methods that didn't apply to my problem at all. It was ridiculous. Speaker 3.
The last time I made a purchase via the internet, the monitor was dead on arrival. I called the company's customer support number and got through to their employee, who directed me to the monitor manual on the CD provided with the computer. I wondered if he understood the irony of putting the monitor troubleshooting guide on a CD. It seemed obvious that since the monitor didn't work, he'd have no way of reading the guide. After 20 minutes of being on hold while he talked to a supervisor, he said that as I didn't want to get a refund, they'd have to deliver a new monitor. It was the very suggestion I'd made at the beginning of the call. I wish they'd been more attentive to my needs.
Speaker 4. I paid $20 extra to have a package delivered by Christmas. It was dispatched on the 22nd of December and arrived on the 27th. I spoke with 3 customer service representatives. One of them actually said they weren't responsible for acts of God. Generally, they said that the unexpected spell of bad weather was not their fault, so I couldn't get any money back. But if they had told me when I was about to pay the extra charge that delivery before Christmas depended on the weather, I wouldn't have ordered from them. The rep pointed out that everything was listed in the terms they posted on the internet, and it was my responsibility to familiarize myself with them.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Speaker 1.
I ordered a TV from an online company that advertises $500 as a bonus if you happen to come across the same item for less somewhere else. All you have to do is fill out their price check form and they'll get back to you in 1 to 4 days. I sent several emails, but they still haven't addressed the fact that I found the TV in another department store at a lower price. That was about a fortnight ago, and nothing happened. Fortunately, I recorded my conversation with their representative, who confirmed it was the same TV, and saved it as evidence. I won't give up, and you can be sure I'll never purchase anything from them again.
Speaker 2. I bought a $200 piece of equipment, a scanner, printer, and copier all in one. When I brought it home, the printer wouldn't recognize the ink cartridges and kept saying, "Error, no ink." I called the company's customer helpline. It was a horrible experience. I was on the phone for probably 45 minutes. All the solutions the company's employee was recommending were either out of the manual, which I was also holding in my hands, or they were other standard methods that didn't apply to my problem at all. It was ridiculous. Speaker 3.
The last time I made a purchase via the internet, the monitor was dead on arrival. I called the company's customer support number and got through to their employee, who directed me to the monitor manual on the CD provided with the computer. I wondered if he understood the irony of putting the monitor troubleshooting guide on a CD. It seemed obvious that since the monitor didn't work, you'd have no way of reading the guide. After 20 minutes of being on hold while he talked to a supervisor, he said that as I didn't want to get a refund, they'd have to deliver a new monitor. It was the very suggestion I'd made at the beginning of the call. I wish they'd been more attentive to my needs.
Speaker 4. I paid $20 extra to have a package delivered by Christmas. It was dispatched on the 22nd of December and arrived on the 27th. I spoke with three customer service representatives. One of them actually said they weren't responsible for acts of God. Generally, they said that the unexpected spell of bad weather was not their fault, so I couldn't get any money back. But if they had told me when I was about to pay the extra charge that delivery before Christmas depended on the weather, I wouldn't have ordered from them. The rep pointed out that everything was listed in the terms they posted on the internet, and it was my responsibility to familiarize myself with them.